USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Senate on Sunday passed a massive spending bill intended to fight climate change, lower drug prices, raise corporate taxes, and hire an army of IRS agents to squeeze more taxes out of American wallets. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy, after the 51-50 vote, with zero Republican support.
Joe-flation, as some people call it, will now refer to Joe Manchin, not President Biden. It takes a special kind of stupid, in my judgment, to raise taxes during both a recession and inflation.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams blasted Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Sunday after more buses of illegal immigrants arrived in the Big Apple. Adams gave a news conference Sunday morning at the Port Authority where he accused the governor of using innocent people as political pawns. USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
China continues to bully Taiwan after Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit last week.
China's largest ever military exercises surrounding Taiwan were drawing to a close on Sunday following a controversial visit last week to the self-ruled island by U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, a Republican, was on CNN and says Taiwan is an important manufacturer of goods.
90% of the high-end chips for refrigerators, the F-35, and cars are made in Taiwan. How would you like the Chinese Communist Party to own that whole market? We need supply chain break from China. So Taiwan's important to us economically.
For the USA Radio News Gulf Coast Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Border Patrol agents took 113 Haitian immigrants into custody after their sailing vessel ran aground off the coast of Florida Saturday afternoon. The boat was spotted off the coast of Key Largo near the gated community of Ocean Reef. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
California's SB 57 will allow taxpayer money to be used for safe drug injection sites once signed by Governor Newsom. Representative Daryl Issa, the Republican from California, weighs in on Newsmax.
Well, you know, Albert Einstein said that insanity was defined as doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. This isn't new. This idea of safe sites was tried in Holland years ago. Methadone, free methadone, and the like. The fact is that this is a drug dealer's dream because anytime somebody can't afford a fix, send them over to the free site. The rest of the time, sell them the drugs. On top of that, people are going to get further addicted. This is bizarre. It makes about as much sense as having a monkeypox party or a COVID party. And then saying, well, it's safe because we've got doctors there.
Hong Kong has reduced the amount of time travelers will need to serve hotel quarantine if showing up infected. It goes down from 7 days to 3 days. On June 29th, Earth completed the shortest day since scientists started keeping records in the 1960s. Mother Earth did a full rotation 1.59 milliseconds faster than usual. Although no one knows why Earth is spinning faster, some scientists are claiming it's climate change. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.